You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I think so. Yep. Alright.
Alright.
Yeah. You rearing?
Rearing.
You rearing up?
Alright. Hold on, let me get in one. Yeah, I don't want to stretch on the show, you know.
You want to pull a shit?
Alright.
Right on.
I'm going to try and straighten up my boom. I have it all maxed out, so it's kind of drooping a bit. Get a little crank there. All right.
Sorry, I just had to crack open a Labatt's.
Labatt, man.
Whoa. Yeah.
An O'Keefe extra old stock.
Georgia O'Keefe's extra old. Ugh. Hey. If you're anybody, you're everybody.
This is it. It's the final straw.
Yeah.
Of the first new season of Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Season finale.
Hey, everybody. Season, hey, finale. Phil.
What's happening, Brian?
Good morning, Lance.
Turns out all the shows we've been doing lately, we haven't been recording.
They haven't been showing up online. We had our automated thing set up, and then we're like, "Hey, how come?
Yeah.
How come that?
Yep.
What's that? What's that sound?"
So I called the server.
What's that sound there?
What sound?
You hearing that?
No. What is it?
Sounds a little staticky.
Really?
Yeah. Already.
Oh, man.
Do a fine start. Okay, let's start over. Hey, everybody.
Suspicious.
It's still okay. I'll just pretend that it's sea spray.
Yeah.
Or,
okay.
It's cutting in and out. Maybe it's me. What am I doing?
It's not me. I sound great. I can hear everything coming out of my mouth.
Well, shit. Good enough for me. Welcome to illustrious Tom McHenry Studios, I think.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yep.
What else is still?
Tom Bauer, Nate McHenry.
Oh, yeah.
In the future.
Big news.
Yeah. Get on it.
Big news for you guys.
Hustle up. No, they should.
Yeah.
I think they should try to beat the Australians.
At what?
At the marriage race.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your country, if it's the greatest democracy and the most freedom-laden, Frito-Layan,
and you know
you
it
know,
is,
then you can't stand by and let Australia take all your marriages. You gotta get on that. You gotta go and grab it. Grab the marriage bull by the marriage horn.
Yeah. By the matter horn?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's only one horn that matters.
The horn of plenty?
<That's> the cornucopia?
Yeah.
The hornucopia.
West of the Mississippi, it's the hornucopia, but the horn of plenty east of the Mississippi.
West of the Rio Grande?
Yeah. No, it's funny, we haven't done this since my nation discovered black guys.
You discovered them?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, we just found out about black guys.
You made them popular, but you didn't invent them.
Well, we didn't invent them, but...
Like, they were, you know...
We figured out how to use them.
Finally! you know you guys doing that all wrong.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. Yeah, we were fucking up for a while, definitely.
But crisis averted. Mm-hmm. All is well.
Black guys for dummies.
Yep.
The Cliff
Notes. Wait a minute.
Black guys for dummies. That's
yeah, that's kind of how it's always been, huh?
Yeah. Basically, so, you know.
That's the only news that's happened since.
Oh, yeah. We lost, you know. Since, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that, and I guess
we've been absent, and we've been trying to kind of get this going again, and it's just hasn't really worked out yet.
No, it's not even working out right now.
Nope. This is
not necessarily. I mean,
please bear with us.
Yeah.
Hey, Flaps. Do you have?
I forgot how to do this.
I know. Do you remember the very first day that we did Spy vs. Spy podcast?
What number? The very first night?
I don't know. We should try and figure out. Well, it doesn't have to be exact.
Oh, the time?
Yeah, no, the date. No. The day.
Day of. No. No, it's easy to find, though. Sure enough.
Well, you should find out right now.
Right. Let's make it.
Well, because what I was thinking is we should find out what astrological sign the show is.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And then we can try and plan what days we do the show around, you know, what the stars tell us. Because if it's just not in the cards, like, you know, we shouldn't bother.
The star cards?
That's right.
Damn you. Whatever program I'm trying to open.
Mosaic?
Something, yeah. No, I got a Mac emulator and I'm running Safari just because I really like that.
They make Safari for Windows too, you know.
Oh,
you didn't have to. You want the authentic experience?
Yeah, totally.
You know, I would do that.
I taped my mouse buttons together.
Come on now, they have two buttons on those things now.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. But I do like the. The Macrosoft clit mouse wheel, though. That little nubbin.
Dude, that thing is intense. I played with that thing for like an hour and a half. Pure
the computer is
on.
Not
yeah,
even
just,
on.
Yeah, just, oh yeah.
It's great. I want one of those. I want like a set of gloves, like mitten gloves to wear outside. And in the end of each finger is one of those. And you can just fiddle with them when you're like standing around waiting for the bus or what have you. Or waiting for your car to warm up.
Oh shit!
Yeah, well,
March 20th.
March 20th is the first.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make the show an Aries?
I'm thinking it must.
No. March 21st is Aries, so it's a Pisces. It's fishy.
It was Year of the Pumpkin, though. I know that much.
Yeah. So let's see what's in store for the show today. Some big chances have downsides, but don't start worrying about a certain new positive possibility in your life. It has plenty of potential. Place your attention on what's good, and the rest will take care of itself.
Wow. That's gotta make you feel good, podcast.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's get a second opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Doesn't DJ Kaufman do horoscopes?
What's
the Onion say?
Does DJ Kaufman actually do things still?
No, I don't know. He might.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Probably heart failure.
Oh. Probably. Well, okay. What else? Okay, so podcast, listen up. The moon meets up with generous Venus in your second house of personal finances, helping you feel. That doesn't make sense. I don't have a second house. Helping you feel more fortunate today. It will be easy to count your blessings, which seem to be increasing daily. Selfless giving becomes you. So honor your instinct and donate. Oh, we need some like spacey music to play behind this.
Yeah, okay.
You remember? Play some spacey music. Hold on, let me go run and get some spacey music.
Right.
No, come on.
Do what? The running. Run and do it?
Why don't you play the running sound effect? You blew it. Oh, I couldn't find it. Let me just call my wife and ask her if she has it. Hold on.
Laura.
That's her name, right?
That's right.
You should give her a fur.
If you want the one whom you love to look lovelier still, then give her the gift of loveliness. the gift that will make her heart thrill. She'll look
Don't
and
take
feel
my word
so
for it.
Wonderful, and you'll be so proud of her. If you show her your love with a lovely gift of a coat or stole of fur.
Can you goddamn imagine if commercials were like that today? You're just like, what? Tell me what it is you're trying to do. No.
You
like,
gotta wait for the bridge.
Half an hour later, like, well, when we hit the refrain, we're gonna, yeah. You're finally gonna, if you, like, and there's nothing in that leading up to it that,
no.
that even,
no indication.
Like, well, it might be a personal item,
it's all
or it
like,
might be a vacation.
I'm gonna tell you about a product. I'm gonna tell you the product name.
And before I do, I want you to know that it's very good and important. And if you want the lady in your life to like you, you should get her one of these, right? And so heed my words, listen to what I say now. Hey, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you.
Come on, it's so hilarious how. Oh, I just.
Whoa!
Did I just?
Did you spit up a little? Did you piss a little? Did you shit, piss, barf, poop, and cum?
Shit
and poop.
I have a wet spot on my crotch, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. I just dripped. I think this coffee cup's dripping. One of my roommates broke my favorite coffee cup.
Ooh.
Which is one of those wedge-shaped Starbucks mugs I've had for a couple years now. It's not wedge-shaped.
It's got a handle mustache.
That's right. It's Biggs.
That was fast.
and it is my hobby to drink it. and then I bib for tuna. No, it broke, and I'm not heartbroken over that or anything. It's not a big deal, but what it does mean is I don't have a big mug. Okay. It was a large scale one. It was kind of like a two cupper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm using this travel mug, and it, which is the next biggest thing to drink coffee out of in the house. And it kind of leaks a little bit. So I think what had happened is it just dripped on my crotch, and I didn't notice. And then I thought maybe I was leaking.
Do you think a gravy boat would be a good coffee cup?
Too much exposed. Wait, does it have a lid? Is there a gravy boat with a lid?
I would have to think so.
Then yes.
It doesn't quite cover the spout. I just think the spout would be fun to drink out of.
What about like a sake bottle, like service bottle, and those little tiny sake like shot glasses, and those little tiny little thimble mugs?
Yeah,
and you fill that up just with like coffee sludge.
Okay.
Wait, what if in the gravy boat? What if you made coffee gravy?
Yeah, what if? I'm gonna get on that. Why not?
Put that on your potatoes.
Yeah.
Potatoes are for breakfast.
Yeah, lots of times.
Yeah.
I was just thinking today. I wish I had one potato. Like, I was almost like, I wonder if I could just go to my neighbors and be like, hey, you got fucking one potato? I feel like I want a potato. Come on. You know?
Go to Wendy's?
Yeah, I guess. I would wanted to cook it. I wanted to cut it up and toss it with my eggs and bake. But, you know, it's like,
right. You can't get a potato at the store?
Well, there's no store.
Oh.
We don't have stores anymore.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, everyone's just eating whatever's left in the car.
There used to be only 7-Elevens, and then they all left.
Yeah. Pretty much. No, we don't have anything anymore. I just read this list of like 15 chains that are closing this year, and it's like, no, fucking A. Where am I going to buy that thing?
The Cub?
Nah, Cub will still be around. We got a new Cub just up the street. It's all green and shit. Like, it's all like super dimly lit. They're all like, we like energy.
Is it the Matrix?
Yeah. Speaking of Matrix, speaking of movies, hey, I had an idea, Brian.
Nah.
You want to hear my idea?
Okay.
So I was thinking, like, fucking A, right? You know?
Fucking Ahab.
Okay, you know how, like, movies, you know? Like, I mean, you know, I'm not against them, but, you
Motion
know,
pictures.
They're mostly kind of shitty. You know?
Like, talkies.
Yeah, you know, there's just a lot of shitty movies, you know?
I sure do.
And it's like, that's a lot of bread to fucking go watch, you know, what could be a shitty movie. But what I think it should be instead, I think fucking there should be, you know, megaplex-sized movie theater or whatnot. And it's just like, hey, bring your discs, whatever you feel like watching. Bring your buddies. Bring something to eat. You know? And it's like, you know, you rent the theater for 2 hours and you watch whatever you want.
Or play video games.
Or yeah, exactly. Bring your controllers and your shit and whatever.
They have that at one of the theaters here.
No way.
There's something you can. I don't know if it was just a promotion or if it's a real thing because of the economy or what. But they were saying, come in here and play your Xbox on the huge screen,
dude.
That would be something else. I would be into that.
Totally.
What do you think would be the best game to play on the large scale?
Ooh.
Space Invaders.
That would be pretty fun, yeah. Yeah.
Rez.
Yeah. Yeah, anything on the Vectrex would be good.
Oh, Vectrex. Oh, my God.
Because, you know.
Let me tell you all about that.
It would still look just as good, you know?
Yeah.
So, man, Michael Jackson's Virtual Boy. We going to get that?
Oh, is that one of the black guys that you just found?
Yeah. We just discovered him.
He was hiding?
Yeah, hiding in plain sight.
So, yeah, so why don't you tell everybody about that?
Well, they're auctioning off all of Michael Jackson's shit because he's broke and spent all his money on all this shit. So they're selling it back at cost.
Pass the savings on to you.
Yeah. No, they're auctioning off all this ridiculous shit.
If you want to please your girl, buy something from Michael Jackson.
No doubt. <dude.
laughs> Yeah. Like, for example?
Oh, well, like... I mean, you know, it's a lot of, like, swords and suits of armor and coffee tables, but then it's also, like, a lot of, like, bronze statues of naked children and then, like, full-size fiberglass people that look just like real people, but, like, I mean, there's, like, the...
Like celebs?
Well, no, but it's, like, there's a waiter and there's a maid and that shit, but then there's also, like, just fucking gross-looking pedestrian ladies sitting at a table looking at you accusingly. You know, it's, like...
Oh, man, that's great.
It's just a bunch of, you know, just regular schmoes. But made out of realistic-looking fiberglass. And then all these little porcelain figures of, like, you know, a sea captain propositioning a young boy and a...
Angels a circus floating
trainer,
around
like,
a clock.
With a bag full of kids. And all these statues are, like, super glossy. They're like... Like these weird soft pastel colors, but then they catch so much gleam that they just look totally jizz-covered.
They've been recently glazed.
Yeah. There's some dick printing on a lot of the... It makes mention
that,
of that.
That clock with the little baby angels flying around it.
Yeah,
touching it. He thought that it wasn't a. He misheard it, and he thought maybe it wasn't a clock, and he thought there's gonna be little angel babies.
I know. He goes to the store to take boys' underwear's half off.
That's good stuff.
I don't know what that means.
My wife.
She goes to the store.
You know, okay, here's something I was thinking about a lot is in songs.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not so much now, but probably like in the 60s and 70s, and maybe actually especially in the 80s. Mm-hmm. A lot of walking down the street, you know? I was walking down the street and an old man said to me, you know, kind of stuff in songs, in little story songs. So it's always walking down the street.
Yep.
And there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's such a played out tired cliche to the fact where, like, when you say that, and even if it's true, it sounds like you're making up the story.
That's true.
I was walking down the street and a guy said to me, oh, what, who is this guy and why did he say this and how did this happen, how did this exchange start, Bruce Springsteen?
It's like if you're gonna tell a story about anything that happened to your brother's girlfriend's friend, that's just immediately like, well, this story's not true.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though, I mean, that's a close connection. It's, you know, I mean, that's not... You also could know that person, but if it's like, oh, no, it's my brother's girlfriend's friend. It's just like, oh, imaginary person?
Yeah, and if you tell the story, you're like, oh, this person I know, or my friend, or whatever, you just shorten it up, you're like, oh, I'm going to tighten this up for brevity and for, you know.
Then you are lying.
Then it is, and people are like, oh, who was this? Well, it wasn't actually my friend.
Yeah.
And then you blew it. So you do have to start off as factual as you can.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think that it's just being ruined by people saying walking down the street, you know?
Ruined.
Same thing when, like, if people are making up a story or whatever, it's always like, so I'm going to the store. And, like, you even said it yourself. It's just a hypothetical going to the store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My wife goes to the store. And what does that say about our society? What really makes you think?
Makes you think about shopping? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How's your economy?
Oh, it's bad. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. I know it's bad. I quit listening to NPR.
Yeah. It's, but like economic downturn and all is all like, hey, rich people, things are getting shitty. Poor people, carry on.
Yeah. Get ready to meet some formerly rich people.
Hey, you know all those investments you have? Oh, you don't? Oh. Yeah. Price of gas? No. Buy potatoes.
Yeah, I wonder how that's just going to affect my 401k rapes.
No. Your 401 cake?
Yeah. My 401k overran. That's investiture for you.
Buy stocks.
So,
yes,
you eat a food?
I sure did. I can't recall anything interesting I ate recently. Nothing crazy. Just tried out a new Thai restaurant up the street. It's been there for probably maybe over a year, and it's seriously like two blocks away from the house, and every time we walk by, it's like, hey, we should go check out that new menu, and we don't. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where, like, we looked up a review one time, and the reviewers...
Well, I don't know. What is Drewster?
I have no idea.
Two distinct channels of shiz.
Are we back?
Are we back?
I don't know.
Yeah, we are. We can stop out with this.
And we're back.
We're back. Flex.
They're back!
Hey, sorry, so, my computer crapped out for there for a minute.
First fuck up of the new season.
Yeah.
Well, fucked it up.
Shit. Yeah.
Way to fuck up, internet.
So you and some Thai guys went to your house.
I don't even care anymore.
By your house.
I fucking don't even know where I was going with that. Let's just pretend that never happened.
No, you were going to say, you know how there's like restaurants by your house and shit, and you see them every damn day, and you know that they serve food.
And you
there,
don't,
but
you don't go to them, and you're like, why not? Just because it's not my regular Thai restaurant? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. And so we read a review online, and online reviews, here's the thing about the internet is that ideally, on the internet, I'm all about it because it's like, hey man, like, peer review, like, word of mouth, trusted certificate, checklist, you know? Yep. It's like, all the trusted sources, you go to them, and you go to your friends, and your, you know, acquaintances online, and you get reviews from those people, the people who you trust, not random reviewer, not newspaper guy who got something for free, you know?
Who's in the pocket of Big Sandwich.
That's right. he's a syllabiest. Come on.
No, like, I LOL'd. I did.
Okay. You were laughing so loud, you had to pot yourself down in the mix.
I blew out the limiter. Just
what's that weird fluttering noise? Must be some interference. But that's just, like, ideally what you want, but what ends up happening is you go on sites and it's just people five-starring or one-starring things. You know?
Yeah.
And so, and, like, when you don't know anybody who's been to that restaurant, you're like, all right, let's check out the local food board site, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's always the five-star review of, like, this is the best place I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, exactly. This is my favorite restaurant.
I go here every day.
And then there's ones who are like, this place is absolute shit. Do not even go near the door. It's poison. You will die.
I used to work there.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to weed through all those and find the sort of middling levels and try to glean what might be a, you know, average experience there, and it's bad. But, like, yeah, there was only a couple reviews for the place, and one of them was like, oh, the worst experience ever. Well, first of all, you know, they were really rude to us, and we asked for this, and they never brought it, or they didn't come back and ask if we wanted more. And, you know, it's always kind of hard to tell, like, what the situation is like, unless they say there was nobody else in the goddamn place and they didn't take care of us. What's the deal, you know? But, like, they never say, places are busy, fucking shit's flying off the handle. Actually, right, that would be...
Problem solved. Yeah. I got it figured out.
Okay.
if you're going to have a food service license, like if you're going to be a restaurant, you know? Are you a restaurant?
Which I am. Yeah. I'm thinking about it, yeah.
You have to have this little, like, you know, spit pass keypad fob, cob dongle fob, you know?
Corn on the cob dongle.
Like a thing with some buttons and shit on it.
All right.
And then... only
can you use it to lock in your votes?
Exactly. After
lock
you,
in your votes now.
After you eat, then you get to lock in your vote. And then there's just like, you know, a big like a dig kind of a thing or whatever, you know, of all the fucking restaurants. And you
but it would have to be a third, it have to be a third party. Oh. Do it on your cell phone. Cell phone review or something like that, maybe?
No, I think the restaurant has to have control of the fob. They have to have their own fob.
But wouldn't they be padding the stats?
Well, I suppose there could be fob auditors.
or would it be like your dongle fits into their fob?
Yes. Oh, synergy at last.
Show's over. Grayskull's sword. What was He-Man's sword called? Was it called anything?
Sword of
Power sword. And it used to fit together with Skeletor's sword to make one full. They're fighting around with half swords.
Oh, just what the
budgets. A bunch of idiots.
I know. Yeah.
I'll just carry this around until I get the other half, and then I'll kill you with it. Not if or I not. Get the other half and I'll kill you first.
Exactly.
Well, I guess we'll call it a draw. Yeah, I will just try and get better friends than you to help me beat you.
Let's call.
Do you,
the whole
do you have
thing
a short surf. Guy who will ram his head into you?
Shit.
No, but I have a merman.
What was Rayman? Was he Scottish? Was he Irish? Wouldn't he? I remember him being.
I think he was just fat.
No. Oh, fat guy cartoon voice.
Yeah.
So, okay. Oh, wow. I know I told you this yesterday in typed RL, whatever, you know?
Flappy Jowl.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Last night, watching the fucking new G.I. Joe cartoon, you know?
Yes.
And there's some, like, Cobra Temple and whatnot.
Yeah.
And shit. And Spencer asked me, he's all like, hey, Dada, did that crash to Earth from space, like, in Transformers and Thundercats? Like, the dude's seen, like, three episodes of Thundercats, but he didn't...
I think I've seen one episode of Thundercat. I didn't realize there was a crashed space base.
Well, that's how they space came base, to be space on base. Planet, the one they're on.
Really?
Yeah.
Beast Machines?
Beast Machine Planetorium.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That is a common thing, hey? Like, well, yeah, how are we going to explain these? Fucking crash landed from space. Done. But the Cobra Temple, we will never know. I think it was. Wait, so
in humanoids
it was,
though, in humanoids it was not like that. In humanoids crashed from under the Earth, so it's, you know.
How does that work?
Well, they were just under the Earth. Just waiting.
So the new GI. What's the new GI Joe cartoon called? Fuck everything about that restaurant. Never mind that.
Yeah, I know. No.
Oh, I just wanted to say in the review, the funniest part of the review was how they mentioned they looked in one of the like flower pot planter. You know, like. Whatever things, and we saw a cockroach in there.
Oh,
I'm like, well, if you're gonna have a cockroach in your restaurant, might as well be in the plant, not in the food or something.
The plants for anyway. Yeah,
and that's the other thing. Like, who's like, have you ever noticed anything inside of a planter at anywhere? What are you doing? What is I don't remember if they said that was like inside or it may have been outside. Like, and if it's on the outside,
it's
street level, like
the restaurant.
It could be. Yeah, I can't believe it. It was. I think it was planning on going in there.
Yeah, it might have.
Much like we did, based on this review.
Oh, but how was it? How was the food? Was it Thai enough for
it was,
you?
Yeah, no, actually, it was
pretty good.
Did
you tie one on? Did you tie one on for size?
It's called Arroy D, is the restaurant calling. And I would like to say, if you live in Vancouver, and it's on Cambie Street, and if you were thinking of going, I thought it was not bad. It was maybe a little overpriced for the amount of food you got, but the quality was good.
Don't
so
reveal
it's always
your
one of those...
location, dude.
What's up?
Don't reveal your location.
Oh, sorry about that. I mean,
still
yeah.
Get stalked.
I don't.
But that Yevgeny guy.
What? Bean Bandit?
Yevgeny? No, no.
Evgeny?
The fucking relocated show.
I don't know.
You haven't
I don't
seen
know. Nope. Is it the one where the girl huffs the propellant?
Who the hell told me to watch that then? I've got too many friends on the internet.
I certainly did not ever tell you to watch anything that you don't already watch.
Yeah, we talk about two shows?
What, two shows?
You and me?
Survivor recap? I didn't see last night's Survivor.
About, no, I haven't seen it yet either, but we talk about Survivor and we talk about Lost. That's about it, right?
Yeah, that's not... I didn't see the last Lost yet either.
Oh, and you too.
On YouTube?
No, that's the other show we talk about.
Oh, I love that show.
Sometimes you're like, is you
I'm Ahmad Rashad. Well, I am Ahmad Rashad.
Okay, so it's called Taiwan on for Size, and you had the peanut slurry.
It was just a bowl of peanuts with a little bit of chicken sauce on it. Just cashews with chicken. I don't know. We ordered a bunch of stuff and it was pretty good. And yeah, it was good. And we also ordered takeout from it. Oh man! And the fucking place we got takeout from, I think it was Papaya Hut, which sounds like a non-name of a non-restaurant.
Super made up.
Yeah, but we ordered takeout from them, and it was fucking top-notch. It was good, yeah. I already told you about the little, like, pork dish that they had. Yeah. It was called peppery pork, I think, and it was, like, pork with chilies and pepper and whatnot. We had no idea what it was going to be. We were like, all right, so I can try that. And it shows up, and it's, like, little... It's like popcorn chicken. It's, like, little fried nuggets of peppery spicy pork. Not, like... You know, not melt your mouth off, but just like nice peppery little kick, like a crunchy breading, not greasy, you know, like just like, man, if you had a bag of those, you would sit there and snack on them. It was the best.
Now, when you say popcorn size, do you mean Canadian popcorn size?
Not popcorn. Sorry.
Yeah.
We say things different.
In America, our popcorn chicken's the size of a soccer ball. And by soccer ball, I mean football.
And by football, you mean whole chicken.
Yeah. Popcorn whole chickens.
You deep fry them long enough, the bones gelatinize.
Oh, yeah, they soften right up. No, there's been lots of times where I've bitten into KFC, and it's like, I can't even tell if this is a bone or not.
Tendon?
Well, it's... I mean, it's bone, but it's, like, so spongy and soft. It's like, oh, fuck, I'll eat it.
I know what you mean. If you can eat it, you might as well, because...
Yeah, if I can get it down there.
It's a free food. It's bonus, you know?
I'm on the if I can get it down there diet.
You know what? I'll tell you what that's like. Here's what it's like. It's like when you get the chili or the clam chowder in the bread bowl, you know?
Yeah.
And you can eat the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You're not required to eat that entire thing of bread to enjoy the meal, but it's like, you know, you're going to scrape a little bit of that.
I'd like to be the dishwasher at that place.
Yuck. You open up the dishwasher and it's just gunge in there.
Like wet bread foam and...
Just stringy yeast strands.
No, but you know how, like, anyone who ever worked in any kind of food service can tell you that they always take nibbles off of...
That's disgusting.
When you clean the tables, you know, and you... I mean, busboys. That's why you always see fucking fat busboys. There's always one real fucking fat busboy who's always just like... You know, that's why they're in a hurry to get you out of restaurants, so they can eat that shit. They don't make any money.
That's why if you can't finish your fries, you should lick them all. Proof of point. That food should be wasted. I do not want anyone enjoying the food that I paid for but chose not to eat.
I told you about that, right, when I worked at the bagel store where at the end of the
night... Tell it again. I'm sure we have a multitude of new listeners who have not heard our stories.
Well, I used to work at a bagel store.
Show note for everybody. Mm-hmm. We will be repeating every story we've ever told.
Yeah.
We got new listeners, man. We can't force them.
It's remix.
If you haven't heard the entire archive of the Spy vs. Spy podcast, you are in for a treat.
Yeah. Well, buckle down and we'll see you in 3 days.
Yep.
Get on it.
Do some research.
Yeah. But yeah, I used to work at Fuck a Bud Bagels. What?
Tell the bagel story.
Oh, I used to work at Fuck a Bud Bagels and...
Yeah.
It was an alright gig, whatever. But at the end of the night, we'd take the day-olds that didn't sell yet, and like...
You say day-olds?
I like that.
Nope.
And then the current days, whatever, you know, that we weren't going to bag up. But sometimes you just get stuck with so many fucking garlic ones, and they sweat real bad in the day-old bags anyway, so like...
Oh, totally.
We'd throw them out, but we'd fucking have to pour bleach on the shit.
What?
Fucking pour bleach on the shits and then throw them out so the bums couldn't enjoy some free bacon.
Because you had a bleach surplus.
Nuts. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this place is spick and span. What are we going to do with all this bleach? Throw it in the dumpster. Oh, but there's the bagels there. It doesn't matter. Just throw it on there.
Yep. No, it
not
was
like that.
Like,
no, I
it
know.
Was company policy. Fucking, here's how you throw away the fucking bagels and then you spray some little bleach on there.
That's the most retarded thing in the world.
I know.
It's like, fuck. Only thing I can think of is if you had some kind of, like, vermin rats and things like that, like, milling about in your, you know, mm-hmm. in your alley, and you were, and they were getting into the establishment, and you thought, well, the only way to get rid of this is to not have edible food to attract them.
Yeah.
But if it's just bums eating, who gives a shit?
Well,
Come on.
I don't know if it would be just bums, because I guess the thing is, like, the thing about bagels is, like,
college students,
they're really good the day of, but then they also last kind of shitty for a while. Like,
yeah, that's true.
They're not as good, but yeah. So people could stock up, and I could see.
I think it's because, is it because they're, like, boiled or something? They always kind of have that quasi crust all around it, you know?
Yeah, no, they are boiled in giant pots.
It's not like the like if they were sliced. I kind of think a sliced bagel would spoil faster than a non-sliced one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's fucking. Oh my god, that's what's wrong with your country.
Yep, that's it. The last thing.
It's on the docket.
Yeah. Economy, then bagels. It's Obama's to-do list.
Wait, who?
I don't know.
Who's you have a what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll never mention him again.
Yeah, the goal of the new season of the Spy vs. Spy podcast is to not have it be time sensitive.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can listen to it any time and not be like, when was this? When? Yeah. I don't remember a thing called Thundercat.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose
yeah.
We do have some pretty young listeners nowadays in the future when this is being listened to.
Well, they're not young anymore.
No, they're not even born yet. Dude, you know what I was thinking? You know how, like, Bob Newsom there, you know?
Yes.
He's got a little boy whose name I won't say because I know he's sensitive about that kind of stuff.
Is it Bobbert?
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's Boba.
It's Tommy. But...
Oh.
And Tommy's super cute and whatnot. And I got this girl, Allison, and whatnot. She's cute and whatnot. And I was just thinking, how come we can't just, like, right now, just, like, get
arranged marriage
from each of them? Nah, fuck that even. I'm saying, get their DNA, have the baby now.
Oh. And then they'll be free to not, like, they don't even have to be a part of it.
No, exactly. But they, then, like, there will be, by the time
thing.
Allison's kid moves out of the house, she's going to be, you know, Allison will only be, you know, 19 or whatever when her kid move out.
And how old will the kid be? 17?
Well, 16, 17.
16?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So,
it'll be an early, you know, in the future.
And, so my second wife then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I will marry that. I'll marry that kid.
Okay. Well, we'll get on it.
It's my promise to you guys.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a weird promise.
Well, it's not like I'm promising to marry your kid.
Well, that's true. Oh yeah. If I marry your
hypothetical granddaughter, like, you're not gonna, you're not really gonna give a shit.
Nah, go nuts, dude. She loves it.
I will program her too.
What are you talking about, sweetie?
Huh?
Pinot Gallery's got something. Come on.
She got all excited when she heard she could have a baby.
Yeah, totally. Oh.
What? You said it's on tape. She won't even know what the fuck tape is.
Dude, we were at the thrift store and I'm like, you know what this is? She's like, computer. I'm like, it's a typewriter. And then we were looking at records and she's like, oh, this is a big disc.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, picture disc, huh? Mm.
Hey.
Thank you. Awesome.
That's pretty fucking good, dude.
Yeah, she made that up.
Number one hit single.
That's the jam around the house for sure.
Yeah.
I found that screw in the bathroom.
All right. You heard it here first.
Done that once or twice.
I suppose, you know.
But my wife won't let me.
Yeah, don't eat the bagels. Go to the Thai place. Pogs for your fobs.
What are you doing here? What are you doing?
That's how I always talk.
Backwards.
I always, you know, touch base with the things I just said. And
yeah, you know.
In a wrap it up kind of tone.
You know, yeah. Like, it's something you floated, but you wanted to make sure they didn't fly away.
Whoa.
You want the like day old helium balloon that's kind of hanging middle of the room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That shit's not gonna escape. You let that outside, it's not gonna fly away.
True.
It's gonna hover.
You've been reading pirate books, dude.
Pirate books?
Yeah.
Pirate books?
Pirate books.
Pirate books?
Self-help pirate books.
Well, we'd like to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, we would.
ThePirateBooks.org.
Yeah. YouTube. eBay. YouTube. MyFace. YouTube. So Heather's grandma wants to get on my face. I'm going to dedicate the show to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just a token of my esteem.
Well, fucking, I thought you were going to dedicate it to me.
This chick's going nuts over here. What's going on?
I think that screw belongs to our Dory.
Is she talking about, like, a guy, like, old slang? Like, hey, screw?
Yeah. Totally.
I think that screw belongs to...
Mm-hmm. It's a cop. She's got a cop tied up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she wants to put him in the door.
I feel like there's three things I didn't finish talking about. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Well, there was something... You said something about a typhoon. I don't know.
Not interested. No, I don't need to. It's not important.
Something. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, well, that was a good dry run. Let's get going on the real show.
Okay.
more to come and special features and what?
Yeah.
How can we ramp this
Our
up?
Our special guest, Dr. Mortecum.
Uh-oh. Mortecum.
Oh, how can we ramp this up? What could we wrap it up with, Brian? What can we wrap it up with? What could you use to wrap it? What would you use?
Something that was so long, everybody?
Yeah. Something that is so long. What's so long, Brian? What's long and kind of, it's a greasy.
Will it seal later?
No. It'll seal her, all right.
Is it good for buys?
Sort of. It's the helicopter pilot on Lost.
Lepan
by Lapidus. Oh shit.
I am the I am the Borg Lapidus.
What?
Never mind. You never get my Star Trek jokes.
No, I don't. Oh, right. Loquacious.
Lucius.